second rank, same struggle, same.
Well, today we've gathered here together to celebrate that fabulous rich variety and diversity that is Sligo today. We're here to stand up against the hatred and disinformation being spewed out by the far-right extremists. Today, as you can see, ordinary workers, trade unionists and members of our community are suffering due to a housing, healthcare and cost of living crisis. However, these multiple crises have been caused by political decisions made by Irish politicians in the Dáil. And we cannot allow small numbers of far-right groups to redirect the legitimate anger people feel over the housing and cost of living crisis onto migrants and those fleeing war and persecution. Their vile racism, their transphobia and misogyny, deliberately scapegoating minorities, ratcheting up people's fears and anxieties, attempting to drive a wedge in local communities is unacceptable, and we won't stand for it. The abject failure of the government to provide adequate housing and health services is not the fault of immigrants. In fact, the government's failings have provided fertile ground for fascist elements to stoke racial hatred. And we cannot allow the far right to redirect the legitimate concerns people have over the cost of living crisis, the housing crisis, the crisis in our health services onto migrants. Hate, lies and racism are not going to build us houses or provide better health services. The far right are constantly paying on people's fears to shift the blame for these long-standing issues onto migrants. And that's absolutely wrong.